For how many of you is this the first time you've ever been to an Easter vigil? Raise your hands. Just a few. Okay, very good. We're just getting started. Okay, for those of you that are new, we're just getting started. It's the greatest night of the year. All right. Among other things, I get to talk as long as I want. All right. There's a movement going on, I would say, particularly in the Western world and in the United States in particular, that tends to regenerate itself at various times in history, and it's a disconcerting thing. I think, frankly, it's a very dangerous thing, and that is the tendency of certain groups of people to want to either rewrite or obliterate history. All right, we either want to rewrite it to say something else, or we want to just eliminate it altogether. All right, I suppose in charity we can perhaps make an assumption that people are just not wanting to obliterate bad things in our history and that sort of thing. But the truth is, I think it's important that we actually know history, good and bad. All right, we know history, good and bad. A little bit of prep for preaching tonight. I looked up that often quoted quote about history that has several different iterations and attributed to a number of different people historically, but it goes something like, those who do not know history are bound to repeat it. Those who don't know history are bound to repeat it. And there's two assumptions, I think, that are behind that particular version of that quote. One of them is, it's important to know history. It's very important that we know it, all right? There's a reason that for the longest time, students in our schools in this country learned history and learned the history of their country and where it came from. And was it taught perfectly? Probably not. Nothing is, all right? But there's also a second assumption in that, if you listen to it closely. You're bound to repeat it, okay? The assumption is we don't want to repeat it. There's something really bad back here that we don't want to repeat, so we want to know what happened before so we won't do it again, all right? All right? It's an uphill battle, all right? It's an uphill battle, okay? Precisely because we are human beings, all right? We are human beings. We have a fallen nature. And in that fallen nature, we are bound to repeat the same silly things and mistakes that those who went before us do. All right. I suspect those of you who are parents, as you look at your children and your grandchildren, and if you are honest with yourselves, you're going to see your children and your grandchildren often doing the same sorts of things that you did, repeating what you did and that you probably wouldn't repeat if you had a chance to do it. All right. That is the nature of our fallen condition. And the truth is that tonight, all right, tonight what we do is we remember history. We remember history of God's intervention in the world. And that memory of history is both glorious. It's both glorious and also quite disconcerting. We read through it in the salvation story through the Old Testament up to the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. God intervenes and creates, all right? God creates, we fall, all right? The human family falls. And in response to that fall, they end up into slavery. God rescues. God rescues them, takes them out of slavery, and allows them a new start. And as they get into that new start, what do? They reject him. They reject him and they end up falling, going back into exile again. And then finally, Jesus comes into the world. All right, Jesus comes into the world to completely rescue the human race. All right. And it is this horrible back and forth. All right. It's this horrible back and forth that he said that God in his goodness who created us, all right, And the people that he created continually are unfaithful to him. We're continually unfaithful to him. And yet in his generosity, he never gives up on us. In his kindness, he continues to come back and invite us into repentance and to get to know him. And the truth is, that is the history, all right? That is the history of the human race. And if we are honest, it's the history of every one of us, all right? It's the history of every one of us as fallen human beings, all right? We receive and we experience the glory of God. Maybe we recognize it, maybe we don't. We fall. We're in need of rescue. We, in our own selfishness and our ego, we walk away from him, and yet he continues in his faithfulness to come back and to return and to give us the opportunity to come back. That's what we celebrate tonight. That is what we celebrate tonight. The goodness of God entering into the world, rescuing us with the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And that's the story. That is the history. All right, that is the history. And tonight we're baptizing one person. We're confirming several others. And each and every one of them, each and every one of them who's preparing to enter into the church has a story. A story in particular to them. That, if each one of us had the opportunity to sit down and talk to them, they could probably quite easily put themselves into these various spots of appreciating God, of walking away from God, of renewing themselves in God, responding to an invitation from God, okay, often done through relationship, all right, often done through relationship with other people who are willing to share themselves, who are willing to share the place of God in their life, to share their story of understanding the goodness of God, all right? The history of God present in their life, the history of their own stumbling and falling, all right, by accident or by ego, whatever it happens to be. And the faithfulness of God who always invites them to return, always gives them that opportunity to come back. That is the celebration tonight. And in the midst of a world that is fallen, that is difficult and is abandoning God sort of collectively, we know it, we see it, it's not difficult, it can be very, very discouraging. And yet the faithfulness of God continues. The faithfulness of God continues. We celebrate that resurrection of Jesus who chose in his story to enter the world and to rescue us. And that story of his becomes ours. All right? That story of his becomes ours. And it's not ours to simply hide within our own hearts. It's ours to share so that more people can know it, so more people can recognize it, so more people will know the history, not forget it, to know the history and not reject the small little segment that they might think that they know and really don't, but to know it, not so that we won't repeat it, but that we understand the story, that we understand the story of the beauty of God intervening in our life and the beauty of God continuing to be faithful to us, that we are in fact part of that grand and beautiful story. We're part of that grand and beautiful story that God has not only shared with us but allows us to participate in. And as we participate in it, as we continue to experience it in each and every moment of our life, it also becomes our story to share with others.